holding in middle of the bracha of Shabbos the Kishmin Esra, holding by Vitae Libeinu La'ovdecha Be'emes. Let us see as much as we can what this means, Vitae Libeinu La'ovdecha Be'emes, what lies in this bakasha, which Be'emes one should think for a minute. There's the only bakasha that a Yid davens Shabbos. Everything as there is the Chayid davens Chnishka bakasha Shabbos. A bakasha which a Yid davens in a loshon, it talks before about mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, kachenu mitzvah secha, v'secha kenu mitzvah secha. But here it comes to a protistika bakasha from v'tar libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. That's a bakasha which a Yid davens Shabbos. All other bakashas we don't make Shabbos. Let us see what v'tar libeinu means. In Mishnah and Perek Avos, in this past week's Mishnayos, the first Mishnah and Perek Beis, Rabbi Oima Ezer Yiderech Yishara She'iva Le'Yadam, Kol She'Tiferes Le'Yisrael V'Tiferes Le'Mina Adam. Zok Rabbeinu Yoina, what does this mean? Zok Rabbeinu Yoina, after he says Pshat, Rabbeinu Yoina says, V'Rambam Zal Pirish, Zoyis HaMishnah Al Amidos. The Rambam learns this Mishnah on the Midos. La'Soysam Al Derech Ho'em Tzoyis Shu Derech Amuvchar. Person should do the Midos. Al Derech Amuvchar, the Midos Ho'em Tzoyis. Teferes La'Soysay She'machino Leiv Tor La'odom U'mechadeshes B'kirboi Ruach Nechoino. That means that the Rabbeinu Yoina uses here on the Lashon Rambam a Tvila of David HaMelech. Mispalal leiv ter birali alekim veruach nochein chadish bekebi. Adoiz David Amelach mispalal zog the Rambam according to Rabbeinu Yoina. That means midos teves half of a fella leiv ter birali alekim means midos teves. If so, according to this Rambam, we understand a poshut taich in davening after a person asks the Rabbeinu Shalom kachenu b'mitzvei secha. And the person asks, everything that he asks, the bakasha is, now he comes to a different bakasha. He comes to a bakasha that he should have midos teves, that's the spitz of bakasha. If a person realizes, you go mikal elakovet, you go from the lower machshav bakasha to the highest bakasha. So, the bakasha of midos. So we'll understand more of Geshen Heinach in Seid Yisharim. Talks about Vitar Libeinu La'avdecha Be'emes, and he tells us a pshat in Vitar Libeinu, which will stim very good with this piece of Rabbeinu Yoina. Va'deizeh Vitar Libeinu La'avdecha Be'emes, ki ma'amaram zal, lo'y nivra, lo'y nitnu teira u'mitzveis, ela l'tzaref lehem esabriyos. So what's the tachlis of kachenu b'mitzveisecha, v'seichalkenu b'seiresecha? The Torah and Mitzvahs are made litzarif behen as abriyos. They should have taris aleiv la'avdecha be'emes. So that's the taich of the tar l'meinu la'avdecha be'emes. That through the Torah and Mitzvahs, the Torah and Mitzvahs is litzarif behen as abriyos. We'll repeat a word that we said over this morning by Sudis Rish Chedish, a word that by me a chidish godoil, a word for Agoyin Agodel, Meireinu Rab Meishe, Zeche Tzadik V'Kodesh Leveracha, in Dorish Meishe, a Neuridike word, the Gemara says in Mesechtes Makis, Hani Bavli Tipshoi, the Kaimi Kame, Sefer Torah, the Kaimi Gavri Gavri Rabba, he asks a Kasha, which is an obvious question, Tipshoi they are, then in Rishoim, the Mitzvah the Torah, Pnei Sefer Tokom, Vadar Tepnei Zokain, Yom Chuyif, to stand up, what says Hani Bavli Tipshoi, mit was ist er typisch? Er sagt, ein Mensch, was tut dich mit Zwiss? Why is he called a typisch? Er sagt, Rab Moshe Avada, he stands up for him. But he stands up for him because he's a Sefer Torah, not because he's a Gavir Rabba. Half of a fellow the Kipshat. The typisch thinks that the godless of a Talmud Chacham is, as a Sefer Torah, he knows a lot to learn. He doesn't understand that Torah makes a person a Gavir Rabba. Torah changes a person. Torah is mitzaref es abriyos. Torah has to go to Taras Alev. Torah has to be going to Midas Teves. Torah has to be changed the person to a different person. Person has to become a different person, Doch Torah Agadosha. We'll repeat what we said over yesterday in a Yankiv at the end of this year. A word from Rab Shimon Amshanova. A tire of word. Rab Shimon Amshanova says, Oysen Suda Legomra Shal Torah. You make a suda when a person finishes a mesechta. Why? Why do you make a suda when a person finishes a mesechta? So, kevshem al-amshanova, anoyer the kevart. You know why? You finished the mesechta, let's see how you eat a suda. Let's see if it changed you. Let's see to the est edele. Let's see to your maisa achil is different. Let's see if you eat with a different edelkeit. So the Torah was shana you. But the Kotzke Rebbe said, did you learn Torah? The Torah taught you. What happened with the Torah Akdosha? Did the Torah Akdosha teach you anything? That's the touch. V'tar libeinu la'ov d'chom ha'emes. That's the spitz of the Torah. The spitz of the Torah is l'tzarif b'emes ha'briyos. Thus stated Rabbeinu Yoina, that's the touch of the Bakosha of David HaMelech, Leif Ter, Berali, Elikim, Veruach, Nocha, and Chadosh Bekirbi, and that means the Mishnah according to the Rambam, and that's the Bakosha of Atar Limeinu, Lov, the Chamehameth. And we have to understand that if that's the Bakosha of Atar Limeinu, Lov, the Chamehameth, it's a Dover Pella, that's the spitz of the Bakoshas. In the Shmuzen from Shlomo Volba, on Yomim Neirom, he makes this ha'ara, mamish this ha'ara of the v'tar libeinu la'av the chobe emes, that we see the nekuda of taras ha'leiv, the nekuda of midos, the nekuda of reinkait in midos. That's the spitz of the bakashis. And where does that come from? Daikod doch the mitzvahs, daikod the Torah, because le'nitnu Torah, u'mitzvahs, elo le'tzarev memes abriyos, that causes the person to become oizgeedled, which that's the tachlos avayda of the person. The tachlos avayda of the person, he was given a guf to edelize the guf. So that's the bakasha of etar libeinu la'av decha be'emes. That's the first mahalach into understanding etar libeinu la'av decha be'emes. Let us understand a second mahalach in etar libeinu la'av decha be'emes, adover nifla admiyot. And then we'll go further and see more, maybe why we ask this bakasha on Shabbos daika. But first let us see a dover nifla, a piece of Seyd Yisharim, in Shmini Atzeres, Eus Lamed Beis. It's a hafla, the kishtikl. Usually the Seyd Yisharim is hard to understand, hard to get an achiz in it, it shouldn't be abstract. Here, it's something that we can understand and have an achiz in Aveda. What does it mean, Aveda Hashem Be'emes? The Nekuda of Aveda Hashem Be'emes means without a negia. It should be pure Aveda. But he touches it in a way that's very easy for us to understand how far we are from it. Avodas Hashem be'emes means that I have to do the avodah the same as if the Rebbein Shem tells me to do a mitzvah or the Rebbein Shem tells me not to do a mitzvah. If I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem, that's what has to be the ikir by me. He says, Anoyr dekenekuda. Where do we see the avchana if umes ha'olam are roi for the Torah or not? Where do we see the avchana? It's a nir di karagosha. The Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel that the Eibishter is going to say mitzikali yeshli v'sukah shma, and the hoylech and the boina b'reish gagos, and the Eibishter takes out chama v'natika, and they go out from the sukkah and the boyit from the sukkah, and that's the raya they have no shaychas to sukkah. So we learned the Gemara and we learned all different pshatim in the Gemara, but there's a certain achiz in this Gemara that's new to me. That's the only way the Eibishter can be boich in them. See how they do a mitzvah. What's pshat in this nekuda? Zokte Rebbe Geshen Heinech Hafla Befele. To do a mitzvah and to feel that you do a mitzvah, this is everybody wants to feel good about himself. To not do a mitzvah and feel good about yourself because that's the Ratzon Hashem not to do a mitzvah and you have nothing to hold in your hand for it, that's the avchon if it's emes or not. So the avchon of umes ha'olam, to do mitzvahs, umes ha'olam can do mitzvahs. But not to do a mitzvah, and not to be mevayit, because that's the Ratzon Hashem now. Because the Hashem Yisbarach said, mitztar potem in asukah. And the Ratzon Hashem is that you should not do the mitzvah, and you should do that b'simcha. Dos ken agoy nisht, dos is a yid. And that's the avodas Hashem be'emes of a yid. That's the taich v'tar libeinu la'ovdecha be'emes. Zokter, where do we see this in Chazal? And he said, Yadovan Lira Admiyot, a Gemara that we all know, Shimon Amsuni, Darish Kol Esn Shebetayra, Kivin Shigir Lesa Hashem Elekeach Opirish. Then I bought him, Amani Yochel Rabbis, Pirish, Omer Loi Talmidov, was it Kishem Mit Bizda? Ne, Kishem Shikal Tezchal Adrisha, those are Shimon Amsuni, Shikal Tezchal Aprisha, doesn't bother me. Zog de Ishvitzer Rabbi Geshen Heinech. What did Rabbi Kiva Atshebar Rabbi Kiva Vidarash? Es Hashem elekecha tira, the rabbis tell me the chachamim. You know why Rabbi Kiva doesn't it? Val Shimon Amsuni proved that he had a shaychus to emes, that he was able to be perish because they thought that that was the rotzon Hashem. Oy vazay kem in marbet an azal talmud chachem, you can say Es Hashem elekecha tira on him. Noch Shimon Amsuni's prisha, it was nizbar da miti yisa avayda. If it's nizbar da miti yisa avayda for Shimon Amsuni, can ich shayim zot yas Hashem elekecha le rabbis talmud chachome? Where's the proof that you can be marba talmud chachem from Es Hashem elekecha tira? Shimon Amsuni is the proof. Because Shimon Amsuni proved that the avayda is an avayda sayemes. Das ist der Oymik von der Stikel Gerbegeschen Eine, Chafel of a Fela. And that's the Teich, Vitar Libeinu Laov Lecho Be'emes. The Vitar Libeinu Laov Lecho Be'emes is that of Chono, that should be Shove Etzloi Mamish, Lifrash Min HaMitzvah Alpi Ritzayna Yizbarach, Kemoi Lifoil Alpi Ritzayna Yizbarach. Vishneim Yiyu Etzloi B'mishkel HaShove, Rak Likirim HaRotzin Yizbarach. That's Emes. Das ist Teich Emes. But the Nikudas, half of a fella, the beer, hen in the Gemara in Sukkah, hen in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, like Abba Sukkah La'osid, hen the Nikud of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, but the Knech, Ubar Rabbi Kiva V'Darash, that with that you were Moshech, that it's Shaykh to be Darash and that. That's the Nikuda, Nifla, of the Nikuda in Avodah, the half of the Nikuda, what it means, V'tar Libeinu La'ovdecha B'Emes. That's Taj Ve'emes, on Negiyas, only for Ratzon Hashem. There's no other Negi in it. I only want to do Ratzon Hashem. Let us see another Pshat. In Vitar Libeinu La'avdecha Ve'emes. Also what the Ishvitzer says, Vitar Libeinu La'avdecha Ve'emes. In Neuer de Kinekuda, which Ve'emes comes afterwards. Another Taj in Vitar Libeinu La'avdecha Ve'emes. There's two ways to doing the Ribbono Shel Olam. We spoke about it last week, but we'll repeat in a different sense. There's a word we say over Kiseide, which we will chazer. A word from the Radzimine, the letzter Radzimine, Rabbi Armendel, a half of the kivot from Rabbi Armendel from Radzimin. Rashi says in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah on the Gemara of Mitzis Lav Lehonis Nitnu. Rashi says, Mitzis lavna hans nitnu la oil al tzavarein nitnu. They were given a oil al tzavarein. Zok Rab Geshen Heinach, an oil de adzimina, a gemur de kinekuda. Where it comes, the oil al tzavarein. On a tzavar, a person doesn't wear an oil. A oil wheels on the kotef. On the shoulders, you carry an oil. You don't carry oil on your neck. On your neck, you wear tachshitim. Zok haf leketaych and rashi. We take the oil of mitzvahs, and thereby us a tachshit. We wear the oil as a tachshit on the tzavar. That's what Rashi means, the oil al tzavarim. Let's take this in Derech HaAvodah. In Derech HaAvodah, it means there's two ways to do mitzvahs. There's a way to do mitzvahs because I have to do mitzvahs, which means a mitzvah on chiyus with a krechts. And there's a way to do mitzvahs with a chiyus. We know what Rav Moshe writes in Dorash Moshe, Dvarim Nifloim Admiyot. Everybody knows it, but we have to apply it to our own life. Everybody knows that Rav Moshe writes in the time when there was Nisyonis and Shemira Shabbos, Nisyonis which we don't understand. Alach Dezogn Zeh Poshet, the Rachmastivke Rebbe Shlita from Barapak once told me, we don't understand the Nisyonis of the people for Shemira Shabbos. Why? Because what do you mean for Panosa, Shemira Shabbos? You don't go, you lose Panosa. Frekte, you know it's going to be in 50 years from now. They get lachen from uns. In the summer, you went to Manhattan, you were over with the Surah, Elevavchem, Bachenechem, every single day? For Panosa? It's lachen von uns. The Teretz is, when you're in the Nisoyin, you don't understand it. So we don't understand the Nisoyin of Shabbos. It's a Moir de Karagosha. It's a Hafel de Karagosha. It's a Noir de Karagosha. It's Chapta Tzita de Agosha. I heard it from Achstiv Kerebe Shas Meise. It's Chapta Tzita. Apachat. Beram, I'll tell you over a story. As Yenavach told me, a younger man, to tell you the shvach from Arbet Singalait, that a younger man in the middle of the day had to go from one place in Manhattan to another place in Manhattan, and he had a suffix if he should go by train or should go by car. For Muskel Rishon, everybody will say by car. The younger man is pushing him in, rightfully so, to go by train. Because in the middle of the day, the train is almost empty. By car, you have to stop by every red light, and you have to look around, so it's impossible to be Shmir Sanaim in a car. Because you have to look if to make a right and to make a left, and automatically you see what you shouldn't see. So it was pushed to go by train. So there's touch on a tracht. Sometimes you see the difference, the different angle of things. Aber kaponem noch einmal zurück. Ist doch da zwei Wegen zu dienen der Rebbeinu Shlomo. Ramosha says, we get back to Ramosha. Ramosha says, there were people that came home on Friday and said, ah, Baruch Hashem, I gave up my job for Shabbos Kedish, kum Shabbos. And there was a Yid that said, Nebuch, I don't have panasa because of Shabbos. Both kept Shabbos. What message did they send the children? So Rav Moshe, there's no difference. Both kept Shabbos. V'charto v'chayim l'mantichya ata v'zarecha. If you want your children to be erelich, your children is v'charto v'chayim. The way to do it is only with chiyas. If you krecht, then your children say, ich haltish bakrechtsen. I want to have a good life, so I'm not ready to keep Shabbos. If the person shows simcha of mitzvahs, that means there's two ways to do mitzvahs. There's a way to do mitzvahs mitach simcha. There's a way to do simcha mitzvahs. That's an oil on the person. It's an oil. I do it, but I do it with an oil. Taich Rabbi Geshen Heinach, that's what it means. Vitar libeinu la'ovdecho be'emes. Hainu, she'yio la'guf cheshik la'avoida. She'gam aguf yargish tam amesikus she'yesh be'ovid Hashem. That's the avoida. When the guf will be marga, that's called avoida be'emes. Why is that called Be'emes? It's a Tassanta Nekuda. It's a Muradik Yavart, but you have to explain it. Why is that called Vitar Libeinu Lavdecha Be'emes? So first of all, he touches the Pasha Tezach. The Lev is the Guf. The Lev should also be tired to be Margish the Mitzvahs Lavdecha. Till the first three words are very good. Vitar Libeinu Lavdecha. Lavdecha means Lavdecha. That I should, the Lev should also want to do Yavayda. That means that the Lev, the Guf, the Lev is the Guf. The leif should feel, the leif should feel, the leif should run after Ribbono Shel Olam, v'ahavtos Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. The leif should have Ahavas Hashem, the leif should be ready after the mitzvahs. Why is it called Be'emes? That's posh to touch why it's called Be'emes. Because when a person doesn't do a thing b'shleimus, it's not emes. Emes is only when it's b'shleimus. So if a person does a mitzvah and his guf is not part of the mitzvah, his guf is only schleppen sich noch to the mitzvah, doesn't do it without wanting to do the mitzvah, felt in the shleimus a mitzvah, so it's not called be'emes. Be'emes, as it teaches, when there's shleimus. So shleimus is only when the guf is margish. So that's the teach, v'tar libeinu la'ovdecho be'emes. So we said three teachim, before we even go further, let us chazer the three teachim, v'tar libeinu la'ovdecho be'emes. The first explanation was based on Rabbeinu Yonah, as we said, and based on the Chazal, that lo nitnu teira mitzvahs el el tzarev b'emes habriyos, the vitar libeinu l'avdecho b'emes goes on midos teivis. The second mahalach was the mahalach of vitar libeinu, the avoyde b'emes for rotzen Hashem, for no other reason, and the nekuda of being perish from a mitzvah and doing a mitzvah. And now we said a third nekuda of dealing the Rabbeinu Shlom in an oifen, that the guf is also merutza to do the Avedis Hashem. Before we learn any other pshatim in Vitar Libeinu La'avdecha Be'emes, it's kedai to see for a minute why is it that this tefillah is miyuchid for Shabbos Kedish. For what reason, a whole week, we don't ask the Ribbono Shel Olam Vitar Libeinu La'avdecha Be'emes. Why is it that on Shabbos we have a koyach to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam Vitar Libeinu La'avdecha Be'emes? And the Chiddush Arim tells us a very simple pshat why we could ask only on Shabbos v'tar libeinu. Because two reasons, and I think the first reason is easier for us to understand. The first reason is because Shabbos is me'en olam haba. Shabbos has a kesher to olam haba. And if Shabbos has a kesher to olam haba is called olam ha'emes. Sheker oma al yivra. The kulay sheker, the world, the emes amal yivra, because the world is kulay sheker. Oilam ha'emes is called the oilam ha'emes is oilam ha'emes. Oilam haba is oilam ha'emes. If Shabbos is me'en oilam haba, Shabbos we have a shaykhis to emes. As Yishalmi tells us in Masechtas Demai, that on Shabbos Amoritz is yorei l'shaker. Why is Amoritz yorei l'shaker? Because it becomes nisbar, the midas ha'emes. The Me'en Olam Haba comes on the world. And if the Me'en Olam Haba comes on the world, we have a Shaychus to Emes. A whole week we live in Olam HaSheker. In Olam HaSheker, you can't ask for Emes. When you come to an Hargosha of Emes, you come to a nekuda of emes, then you have the ability to ask for what? For the emes. That is the reason why on Shabbos we're able to ask for the nekuda of emes, because Shabbos is the bearer of emes in Alma de Shikra. And that is why, if Shabbos is the bearer of emes of Alma de Shikra, we understand that on Shabbos, a person's avodah is a different avodah on Shabbos. The Sasemis tells us that that's the reason why Kriyas HaTorah is on Shabbos. Why is that? Because on Shabbos is Nizgala the Emes, and Emes is Ein Emes Ela Torah, and that's why there's this Galus of Torah Shabbos. This Galus of Torah Shabbos is on a different level than this Galus from all week. The Heilige Chaznish Chuseyad Aleinu said that on Kashis, that a person doesn't find the Teretz in the middle of the week, when comes Shabbos, a person can see a teretz on a kasha that a whole week he didn't understand. Why? Because Shabbos Dikei Torah is a different Torah, because it's emes. It's more emes than Shabbos Dikei Torah, because the person has an agasha. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter Shlita brings b'shem the Chaznish. I'm saying it as an address because it's Zetos V'Adova Pella, that if a goy would be margish the tainuk of learning about Gemara Shabbos in the morning, the tainuk gashmi of learning about Gemara Shabbos in the morning before davening, he would be misgayer to be able to feel that tainuk. As I bring to b'shem the chaznish, as I grace the tainuk. Why? Because the Torah is emes Shabbos. Shabbos is a different Torah. Shabbos is an agosha of Torah's emes. That's the reason for kriyas haTorah on Shabbos. But that's the bakosha of a tare libeinu la'avdecha the emes. And we could add on, and it's based on a piece of Sasemes and Parshas Vayishlach, that the Vakosha of Etar Libeinu La'avdecha be'emes means with the Torah, which is emes. So when we're asking Etar Libeinu La'avdecha be'emes, be'emes means through the emes. What does it mean through the emes? With the koyach of the Torah, which the Torah is called emes. Before we go any further and see one or two more pshatim in Etar Libeinu La'avdecha be'emes, let us say a nekuda from a piece of Sosemes in Parshas Vayera. We said before that the only bakosha that a person be'etzem makes a bakosha that has to do with a gufnistika bakosha is v'tar libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. Any other bakosha he doesn't make. Sosemes in Parshas Vayera, Tofresh Lamedalet, says a chiddush nifla. We are not mevakish bakoshas for the fuis Shabbos. Other things Shabbos. I will read a lashon of Sasemes that's a moyedike chizuk for Klal Yisrael. Zokter Azei. Shabbos is nizgala on Ara Yisera, tzara cha'odam l'shkoyach in yonei gufay. The reason why we're not mispalo for our guf is part of mimtzoi chevtzecha. To forget your own guf, to forget your tzrochem on Shabbos. It's a moyedike limut on how what degree a person has to be able to forget about himself. A chayla, he doesn't feel well. No, your guf doesn't make anything, doesn't interest you Shabbos. You're living in a different world Shabbos. You have to forget yourself. Forget your own chafetzim Shabbos. Zok the heiliges Hasemes. Rak memeila bevadai odom shenizkir lefnei Hashem Yisbarach. Memeila ksiv emachse leireyov. U memeila mi sheyesh lo echoyla misrap al yedei tfilis Shabbos gamkein af sheinenu mispalul olof. That even if the person doesn't daven Shabbos for the chayla, but since in the inyanim of tvila, the person becomes in the Shabbos to get tvila in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and dort nedor an avtocha of ki emachser lireyov, memeila vert min geholfen. A hafle de kenekuda in the tvila of Shabbos, that there's no mokim for takya for tvilas and bakoshas of gufnis to get things, because the Shabbos to get davening is on such a level of mimtzei chevtzecha, to forget completely about yourself, but after you're forgetting completely about yourself, but there's a nekuda of becoming in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and becoming mole yira. Shabbos, the darg of yira is yore Shabbos bereishis. Shteken tikkun ezeya bereishis is osis yore Shabbos. Shabbos, there's a moedik yira on a person that yira is goyim ki ein machzer liyireyov. That there's no machzer liyireyov. So let us one more pshat say in v'tar libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. So we'll go away with a shleimus. V'tar libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. There's another nekuda where this comes into the tefillah. We spoke before the ara why we say v'tar libeinu la'avdecha be'emes after we mispalol kachenu b'mitzvaseicha What is Vitar Libeinu La'avdecha Be'emes? The Rambam, in Hesoifil Chusisuri Bia, Ayidu Adiki Rambam, Ein Ayetzer Motsui, Elo Be'leiv Poni Miteira. Leiv Poni Mechochma, Leiv Poni Miteira. What is the touch? Be'leiv Poni. Where's the leiv come in? The leiv? It should say, Moyach Poni Mechochma. L'chayra, the Rambam is Amtzanta Rambam. The Rambam talks about the heart, and the Rambam should talk about the mind. In our seichel, what is it? Where does the person's Torah come from? From this mind the person comes. The seichel is the Torah. What's the touch? Ela belev ponim in achochma. Midachtech a Rambam state, anuridik in akuda. A person can learn Torah by moyach, and there could be a hefsik between his moyach and his leiv. It could be the moyach should have Torah, and the leiv shouldn't have Torah. The moyach should be separated from the leiv. The Rambam says there's a nekuda of leiv ponim in achochma. It doesn't say moyach ponim in achochma. It says leiv ponim in achochma, which means that the moyach has to connect with the leiv. It has to be that the moyach has a roshim on the leiv, that the leiv of the person, talking about the leiv, is the gashm, is the kikoyach of leiv, which has a koyach of avona, and the leiv has a koyach of thinking, and the leiv has a koyach of ritzenois, should also change. That it's not enough that the moyach should be occupied with Torah. It has to be that the leiv shouldn't be ponim in achochma. Thus is the bakasha of etar libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. That not only should we learn Torah, not only should we do mitzvahs, but there should be a place in our heart that the heart should be mekabel the Torah and mitzvahs. There shouldn't be a leiv ponim in achochma. Because if there's a leiv ponim in achochma, Dr. Rambam was still in trouble. The only way we can give zechan eitzah with the Torah, with the world and the taivus of the world, that the Torah Kedoshah should protect us, Dr. Rambam, the leiv has to become chochmadik. The leiv has to have chochmas ha-Torah, which then it needs taras ha-leiv. A leiv that doesn't have Torah can't accept the union of chochmas ha-Torah. That's the bakasha of etar libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. That the leiv should become full of chachmas ha-Torah, which is a meyadikah bakasha, a meshunendikah bakasha, that the person is mevakish the Rebbeinu Shalom for taras ha-leiv, that the Torah Kedoshah should be able to enter his heart, that it shouldn't be a lev ponim in achachma. And now we understand why that's the Shia bakasha, because the Shia bakasha is that Torah shouldn't only be in my moyach, which is one thing, but when the Torah stays in the moyach, we know that it says in Svarim that Esav HaRosha, his Rosh was covered in the Mara Samach Pelo. Why? Because his Rosh was full of Torah, but he didn't, it was separated from his Guf. It was an union of separation from his Guf. The Guf didn't have a connection to his Moyach. A person can suffer from Mises Saif, even if he learns Torah. But Torah Kedosh has to be that he shouldn't have Saif. HaSaif VaSefer Yod Kruchim in HaShamayim. The Saif is the Misa, that the head is disconnected from the Guf, that the head could be one place and the Guf could be someplace else. And the opposite of Misa Saif is the connection of the Guf and the head. Esav HaRosha suffered from that Misa. The Torah was B'moyach, not B'guf. Our Aveda is to connect the Moyach and the Leif. Our Aveda is that the Torah Kedosha should enter the Leif. And that's the Bakosha, that the Yid is Mevakesh from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that Vitar Libeinu La'avdecha be'emes. And to end off something that might be negeya in today's generation, where we find that people are very interested in learning things that are above them, which sometimes has nothing to do with Olam HaMaisa. In Svarim it says, be'emes is Rosh HaTevis, be'mufla mimcha al tidrish. Thus is be'emes. Be'emes means, and those things that are higher than you, don't be the... Because things that are higher, a person could feel very good about it, but it doesn't mean anything in Olam HaMaisa. But Muflum Mumcha Al Tidrash, a person should be on his level, on the level that he has to be. Dos Vetongerufen Be'emes.